This was only 2 years ago. In our town, there was this one house that had been abandoned for I think about 2 decades. It was an older place, nestled away in the trees, and after nobody would buy it, everyone just forgot about it. It slowly got covered up by the woods and left to rot. I was always interested in these types of places and loved to explore them. And one random afternoon I had off work, that's exactly what I did. I walked there with a small backpack and a flashlight. Usually I'd go with friends, but this house was so close by and seemed less significant than other places we'd been to, so I didn't bother. The driveway going into the woods was almost completely gone. Grass had grown over the gravel. I marched my way through it, eventually taking my flashlight out so I could see better. The house was deeper into the woods than I'd remembered. I felt like I walked for 5 or 6 minutes before getting there. It was an old wooden home, built before garages were even a thing. I guess it kind of looked like a large two-story cabin. I walked up to one of the front windows, which was broken, and leaned my head through it. I listened to the inside for 30 seconds to make sure I was alone. Then, after hearing nothing, I went to the front door. The door was unlocked and already slightly cracked open, so I just pushed it wide open and walked in. The inside was decaying all around. Disturbingly, there was still stuff in here from whoever owned it all those years ago. The living room had an old sofa, all torn up and dusty, and there were several picture frames that had fallen off the walls and shattered. I walked through the first floor, looking at all the left-behind things, curious about what I'd find out about this place. The floor was small, though. After just a minute or two, I went upstairs to the second floor. The stairs were creaky and shaky. I'm surprised they hadn't caved in already. The second floor had a hallway with 2 rooms. One of the doors was open and the other was closed. I looked into the open one. The room was empty, which was strikingly different from downstairs. I stepped in and moved my flashlight all around, but was interrupted when I heard a thud below me. My heart immediately started racing. It didn't sound natural, like a noise the house would make. I hurried down the stairs and waved my flashlight all around. The house was so quiet now, and I didn't see anything moving that could have made the sound. Having that bad gut feeling though, I told myself I should just leave. Usually with my friends I explore with, we always say at the first sign of anything sketchy, we leave. Being alone, I definitely wasn't staying. I quickly walked down the hallway, still moving my flashlight all around. But when I got to the front of the house, the door was shut. I had left it wide open. I hurried up to it and pulled the handle, but it didn't move. It was locked or bolted closed on the outside. I immediately started to panic, knowing someone else had to be here with me and just locked me in. I ran over to the broken window and jumped out. I didn't see anyone as I sprinted into the woods, turning my flashlight off and staying off of the path. My heart was still racing as I walked between the trees, but then a light came from ahead. I was confused and moved behind a tree. It was a red and blue light flickering at the end of the driveway. There were 2 cop cars cutting through the thick grass and driving toward the abandoned house. They passed by me, rushing to the front of the home as I remained hidden. Something in me knew that they weren't there for me. I watched for a minute, then ran out of the woods and back home. I don't know who else was there, or why the police were rushing toward the house. I tried to find out more information on it in the coming weeks, but never found anything released to the public. Whatever was going on in there, or whoever was in there, must have been pretty bad. I'm lucky to be here right now. It was 2016. I lived with my two best friends, who I'll call Jason and Andrew for privacy. We were all roommates in an apartment in the city while we finished up our last year of college. Because we were all in school and had jobs, we didn't often have a lot of free time. When we did, though, our usual activity that we all enjoyed was hiking, or I guess just exploring in general. Sometimes we'd go on trails, or just drive to a random town we hadn't been to before and walk around. This week, we all had Friday and Saturday off, so we wanted to find something to do on Friday night. Andrew had happened to hear from a friend earlier about this decommissioned factory on the outside of the city. It sounded cool, or interesting, at the very least. None of us had done something like this before, though, so we were all hesitant, but in the end, we said screw it, and just decided to check it out. We hopped in Jason's car and drove to the edge of the city. We live in the Midwest, so the city sort of abruptly ends and turns into flat land that goes on as far as you could see. That was basically where this factory was. We didn't know its exact address, if it even still had one, but we found it on Google Maps using the satellite view. We parked a block away at a gas station, then got out and walked the rest. The whole street to get there was empty. No cars or people anywhere. It almost felt like the entire block was abandoned. The factory building was way bigger than any of us were expecting. It was massive, with railing-type structures all over the outside, and tons of graffiti in places I don't even know how people were able to get to. The chain-link fence had barbed wire across the top, but in several spots it had clearly been cut open and moved from others sneaking in. We crawled over and made our way up to the metal door at the front, which was already open. As soon as we stepped inside, chills ran through me. The whole building was swaying, and the metal was creaking and groaning. It was windy outside, so it made sense, I guess, but it still added to the eeriness of the place. All the lights were off, of course, so our only light was some cheap flashlights Andrew had lying around his house. This main room we were in was full of huge, rusted machinery and narrow pathways between them. We all stayed in that room and kind of just wandered around. Eventually, I wandered to the end of the room and into a hallway, but before entering, I checked over my shoulder and saw one of my buddies was not too far behind me. I couldn't tell whether it was Andrew or Jason, because they were in the dark by one of the machines, but I figured they saw me, so I was good to keep going without risking splitting up and getting lost. I started walking down, making it to another metal door and going through it. Just as I was walking into the next room and the door started closing, I heard footsteps coming down the hallway from the end I had just come from. Thinking it was Andrew and Jason, I kept walking and shined my light around the room. There were more machines, like a conveyor belt type thing, in the middle of the space, but along the ceiling was a walkway, or a catwalk, and I could see a ladder hanging down on the other side. As I was looking, I heard the door open and close behind me. I called out my friends' names and turned around to tell them what I saw, but when my light hit the door, they weren't there. There was no one. I almost thought I was crazy for a second, but I knew I heard the door open.
Andrew? Jason?
Their names rang across the room, but they didn't reply. I started carefully walking over to the door, feeling my mind start getting worried. I opened the door and shined my light down the hallway. It was empty. What the hell? I didn't have time to think before hearing a slight crumble on the ground behind me. I whipped my light around. Standing maybe 6 or 7 feet from me was some deranged-looking man. He had long hair and a messy beard and these strange, glazed-over eyes. He instantly started sprinting at me like he was trying to tackle me. I backed into the hallway and slammed the door on him, then sprinted for the other end. I could hear my buddies calling out to me like they were trying to find me, I ran into the room and yelled at them to leave. We all ran out. We made it to the fence and left. I explained to them what happened on the way back to the car. Whoever that guy was hiding in the building had followed me into the hallway and into the room where I was alone. Obviously, he was trying to wait for me to split off from the group before attacking me. What he really would have done, I'm lucky to have not found out. Since then, we haven't tried anything like that again. This was nearly 5 years ago from when I'm writing this. I was in high school at the time, and my best friend was a guy named Colton. We hung out most days after school and just found random places to go to hang out at. Anyway, this was right after our school let out for winter break, so we had a ton of time and nothing to do. We spent this whole day just chilling at his place and playing Xbox, but we eventually got bored. We felt like walking around or going somewhere. Now, our whole town always knew about this creepy church that sat at the end of a deserted road. It was kind of blocked out by trees since they stopped keeping up with it. It had been abandoned for as long as I'd known about it, but even though we always knew about it, it had never really come across our minds to explore it. When I was a kid, I was always terrified of it. But for some reason now, I was a little bit more intrigued. So when me and Colton were walking around the edge of town and happened to pass by the deserted road to the church, we decided to check it out. At least to walk down the road and see what it looked like nowadays. And if nobody else was there, maybe look inside. It was already dark out, but the moon was bright enough for us to still kind of see where we were going. We also had our phones on us, in case we needed a flashlight. The road was awful. It was cracked and had thick vines and bushes growing between the pavement. By the time we got to the end of it and looked back, we couldn't even see the street we'd just come from. Looking at the church, though, it was way creepier than I'd remembered. It looked like the forest had engulfed it. Even the fence going around the courtyard was almost unrecognizable because it was drowning in the tall plants that covered it. We made our way through a broken section. It was very quiet as we approached the church. We didn't see any lights or hear anything to indicate anyone else was here, so we walked up to the large entrance door and pushed it open. The sound it made was like bending wood, creaking and scraping its way across the floor. It echoed through the whole room. Both of us stayed at the doorway for a minute and just looked from there. What was really odd, and also kind of creepy, was that the whole room, full of rows of benches, looked almost untouched. There wasn't any debris anywhere, or even graffiti like you'd expect from an old place like this. I stepped in, and Colton followed behind me. I slowly walked down the aisle, just looking around at everything. Each step we took echoed throughout the vaulted ceilings, but when we got closer to the end, there was a sudden thud. It rang through the whole church. Both of us jumped and quickly got our phone flashlights out. We couldn't tell where it came from, though. The sound kind of took over the whole building and echoed all around. We stood still and moved our lights around, looking for anything that had caused the sound, but we really saw nothing. Colton thought he saw another room closer to the entrance, and maybe something had fallen over in there. Regardless, we kept exploring. I walked to the end of the hall, where the podium was. I stood up there and looked back down at the way we came. It was so dark by the entrance, even my light couldn't reach that far. After a minute, Colton said he wanted to check out the other room, so we both headed over there. On the side wall was a door. I opened it and shined my light in. From just a quick look, I couldn't tell what the room was. We walked in and looked around. there were chairs stacked up against the wall and a bunch of boxes everywhere, like storage or something. While we were in there, we heard a subtle sound. We both stopped moving. It was a light thump, and then another. It sounded like someone walking down the aisle we just came from. Both of us froze up. The sound was coming from the podium area, walking down toward the entrance. We could only see out the thin crack in the doorway of the room we were in, but we stared at the darkness out there and waited as the sound got closer. Then, for a split second, someone crossed through the dark and out the front entrance door. The footsteps then stopped, and we held our breath as we waited, before we heard the door creak closed. We looked at each other in fear. Neither of us knew whether to try running away, or hide, or what to do. We ended up just waiting in fear for several minutes, until we thought whoever it was had left the area. Then we sprinted out of the room and out the entrance. We didn't stop running until we got down the deserted road and onto the street. We don't know who was in there, but they came from the end of the church that I had just been at. There was no doorways over there, so they had to be hiding or something, somewhere right next to me. That is, if it even was a person. At this point, years later, I can't even say anything is for sure.